Welcome to your daily devotional, September 15th. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. And I'd like to read beginning in verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There are givers and takers in this world, and Christians ought to be givers of their blessings. Note Paul's unselfish service, which he urges the elders and people to emulate. Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. Note first that Paul conducted himself with integrity. Second, that he had no desire for material gain. Third, that Paul was willing to give his all for the ministry of Christ, whether or not he was paid for it. He was even willing to minister at his own expense. What a shame it is when people do not use their God-given gifts to their fullest potential because they are unwilling to take risks and make sacrifices. And fourth, Paul was blessed in the giving of his life service for the gospel of Christ. Note that the words in our text were spoken by the Lord Jesus himself. His words are backed up by his actions. Our God is the ultimate giver. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he also said, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Paul exhorts us all, saying, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. If you think that sounds unreasonable, ask Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for you, what he thinks.